Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anthony and Natalie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Ormiston College has been brought together by a breast cancer challenge that has touched hundreds of members of the Redlands community. The high school began their fundraising tradition 10 years ago with the aim of raising enough funds to purchase a chemotherapy chair for the Redlands Hospital. This year they raised nearly $58,000 for the Mater Foundation when 53-year-12 students volunteered to chop off their ponytails to raise awareness and funds for breast cancer research.
Ability Fest starts tomorrow at Victoria Park from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. with 100% of the proceeds going to Dylan Alcott Foundation. This is the fifth Ability Fest and it is all about promoting access and inclusion within the music industry for people with disabilities, as it allows everyone to participate and enjoy a festival. So far, over $1 million has been raised for the Dylan Alcott Foundation and it is open to anyone aged 16 and above.
In national news, following weeks of reports from residents describing a rotten smell similar to the stench of eggs or sewage in Kalgoorlie Boulder in Western Australia, an odour specialist has been called in to investigate. The consultant called in from Perth is costing the town $50,000, which is an agreeable price for residents who are being affected in their day-to-day life by the smell. The city has experienced sporadic similar issues over the years due to the mining industry and wastewater plant there, but never anything so consistent and untraceable.
The Victorian government has confirmed plans to accelerate the housing development in regional areas by 2051. Housing Minister Harit Singh suggested that limiting appeal opportunities help the government prioritise housing as the main issue to be resolved in communities. Ballarat Heritage Watch President Stuart Kelly expressed concerns about the rights of local communities due to inadequate planning and unfair resource distribution.
In international news, tropical storm Trami causes chaos as in the Philippines and has killed at least 26 people and has forced more than 150,000 residents to flee their homes. The storm has triggered widespread flooding, landslides and storm surges. Locals are warned that heavy, intense rainfall is still on its way. The town's disaster chief, Ezekiel Chavez, said that no fatalities have been reported.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 27 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, while you wait, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.